Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. I'm joined here by Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis?
And of course, joined here by Big Rob. We are the hosts.
Hello. We are the greatest associates.
Yes, sir. We are. Yes, sir.
Now, over here, we have two contestants, like always. We have
the defending winner of game, the first inaugural episode that went on Audio Boom, Maxwell Gilley. What up, Max? How you doing today?
Say hi to Maxwell Gilley.
You have the mic for all the way down.
Yeah, you got to turn it up. Oh, my God.
They don't have the button push.
Hey, you guys got to push the button. Push the button.
That explains a lot of things today.
All right, Max, can you?
One,
what up, Max?
Did you screw this up again? We had that one turned off.
All right, hey
Max, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Do you have me?
Yeah, I got you, man. Are you ready to defend your? Are you ready to defend your crown on game? You are the defending winner. Can you go on to the next episode of game and just keep your streak alive? Can you do that today? What do you think? Can you?
Most likely not at this rate. So probably not. But oh well. I didn't think I was going to win the first one.
Well, you ended up, winning the first one. Also, we have Mary Jane, who will... Okay. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We also have Mary Jane, a special guest. Can she beat Max today?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Mary Jane Pickles.
Born.
Turn it up more. Board for them.
Four
up. Four. You got it. We're having technical difficulties, ladies
like
and
always.
Gentlemen.
This is the usual thing.
Mary Jane, do you think you can beat Max today?
Yes.
I love the enthusiasm. We're going to give Mary Jane a round of applause here. Enthusiasm, yes.
Do you think you are going to beat Max?
Yes.
So
how badly? Are you going to clean sweep him?
That'd be crazy if you clean sweep.
I could.
Oh, we got Max. You got some competition today, man. You got some competition.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into the trivia.
Welcome to trivia. I'm Landon Nelson. I host the trivia segment of Game, and I ask each contestant 10 questions each, and at the end of each 10 questions, whoever has the most right wins. It's pretty simple, ladies and gentlemen. So today we are going to be doing a mix of trivia from history, a little bit of sports, and pop culture, movies, music, stuff like that. Last week we did, all sports for Owen and Max. Today we're going to mix it up and, give Max a hard time today with the trivia because he did fantastic.
We love Max.
We love Max. We love Max. We're going to give him a hard time. And, I think Mary Jane can beat him. So we're going to get him under pressure a little bit. Make him sweat a little bit. So, Max, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What year was the NFL founded? A, 1920. B, 1919. C, 1921. D, 1918.
It's going to be a tough one. I'm going to go with 1920 because the 100th season was 2019, so that wouldn't mean it was a year later. So that'd be 1920.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm pretty sure that's my final answer because it was like at the Hupmobile thing in Canton.
That is correct! You're one for one right now, Max. Let's keep...
Ooh.
You are so nice. You're so supportive.
Yo, I don't think I've ever known a nicer person than Mary Jane.
I mean, here's the thing. I expected to go at least 0-5 to start this one out, so I'm glad you want to know.
Hey, Rob, would you please keep track of the questions that are being answered? So that's one for Max out of 10. All right. Indiana is the blank largest state. A, 40th, B, 39th, C, 38th, D, 37th.
Why in the world would I know that? I know it's not the exact...
Because geography.
It's important.
You live in it.
Thank you. That's a good point. You That's do a live good in point. It. I'm just going C.
You're going with C, 38th.
Yes, that's my confidence.
Is that your final answer?
Of course, it's always my final answer.
That is correct!
Oh, how about... Let's go. If only I was this successful at other tests, I would be number one in my
He's
school.
He's 2 for 2 right now,
you
Rob.
Would be back. You would be valedictorian.
This is two for two for Max right now, Sam. Wow, this is incredible.
It's okay. Even then, we take wrong answers.
We do take wrong answers here.
We take wrong answers, but that doesn't mean you get a point.
All right, man. So it's time to, you know, let's rough your feathers up a little bit here. Let's see if you can get this one right. All right. Are you ready for this question?
Sure.
How many years was George Washington president? A, 7, B, 8, C, 6, D, 4.
I'm going to just say A, and I think that's when they finally capped it off because he didn't want to be king anymore. He didn't want to be like a king.
George Washington for king?
Exactly. That's what people were worried he was going to be like. So,
your final answer is B?
No, it's A. I don't remember if that's B, but it's just
All right,
A.
So your
B
final is answer is A. That is incorrect.
A was 7.
A was
I said
7.
8.
You said A.
I said 8. Number 8.
All right, well, he got that right. He's 3. All right, Max is 3 for 3 right now.
See what they're doing? They're trying to screw me over here.
Okay, I'll be honest. I heard A, too.
Okay. I thought he said A.
I
That's
heard
cool,
A.
guys. He's 3 for 3 right now. Max, how are you feeling so far?
Frustrated. Is this because I said BYU was going to win? Is this your revenge?
Go Irish. I don't want to talk about that. That's for another
fun
topic.
Fact,
What's up,
fun
buddy?
Fact.
What's up?
Most presidents actually went with the 2 terms for a total of 8 years because of George Washington. Because they wanted to honor him.
Yep, agreed. All right, man. Gosh, dude. If you're 3 for 3 right now, this is doing really good right now.
Which just means I'm going to screw it up at the end.
All right, man. Hopefully, you know, you get, you know, too frustrated and, you know, angry, so you get a little emotional and you get in your head.
How can he get frustrated if he's winning?
Just, you know, he gets, I don't know. All right, what day?
I mean, you can get frustrated by knowing you're going to win and eventually lose.
What day and year did WBDG 90.9 FM first air? A, February 11th, 1966. B, March 5th, 1965. C, December 1st, 1965. Or D, February 14th, 1966.
That would be D.
That is correct. Man, it's 4 for 4.
I know my history of WBDG.
Okay, can he just get... No offense, Max. I just want you to get some wrong, man. I really worked hard on these questions.
I wanted to get this one right because this is the station, and that means it's their birthday, which means we can give them a cake on Valentine's Day.
Hey, free cake!
Exactly. That's why I remember
yes,
it.
Cake.
All right. I don't think you're going to get this one right. I know I said that like, for the past... I know I said that like for the past like 4 other questions, but... How many times has the Indianapolis Colts / Baltimore Colts been to the Super Bowl? So, you know, this is combined. A, 5, B, 6, C, 4, D, 3.
This is a really tough one. It's either going to be A or C. I think it may be 5, so I think it may be A.
That is correct!
Man's 5 for 5.
Man is 5 for 5, ladies
We've
and gentlemen.
Never seen
Maxwell,
performance
we have
like
never
this
seen
before.
5 for 5.
What was it?
It was 5. You got it right.
Super Bowl 5.
We have never seen performance
7,
like this. This is
46.
Man is on fire, ladies and
Maxwell
gentlemen.
Maxwell Gilly, more like Maxwell Redemption, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there I will go. Give a round of applause for getting 5 for 5 right so far.
Man.
All right.
He got on
You're the only one that clapped.
I know. I'm the only one that claps. Max.
I noticed that.
Okay, next.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, dude. You're not getting this one right. I know you're not getting that. Guys, watch him get him right again. Okay, I'm not jinxing it. I am jinxing it.
Watch him immediately get it.
Yeah, I know, Rob. All right, number 6. What year did Michael Jackson start his solo career? A, 1975, B, 1973, C, 1977, or D, 1971?
Ooh, this is going to be a very difficult one. I'm just going to go with 71, so D.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maxwell Gilley is 6-for-6 right now. That is correct.
Oh, my God.
This is insanity.
That's called
this
a good
man's
guessing.
Is on fire.
6-for-6.
Somebody
6.
Call the fire department. He's on fire.
I know. He's burning it.
Don't actually do that, though.
I'll be honest. I thought it was 77.
All right. True or false? Does Anthony Edwards play Goose in Top Gun? True or false?
That would be false.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shoot.
The answer is true.
I was
true. Thinking
of the second one, so the new guy. That's not his name.
Rooster.
That's Rooster. Goose, same bird. I knew I was going to lose it once.
Okay, you're 6-for-7 right now. You finally got one wrong after a 6-for-6 hot streak.
Mary Jane, are you so confident now?
Yes.
Love the enthusiasm. Give her a round of applause.
They're choosing favorites again. We had two people this time. I feel the love.
All right. Number 8. When did Martin Luther publish the 95 Theses? A, 1520, B, 1519, C, 1517, or D, 1518?
I think it was actually C, because we just talked about this in English at one point.
Bro, he's on it. Or is he?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is correct!
My man's on
it. He is 7-for-8, ladies and gentlemen. Man is heating up. Number 9. What state was the first to become a U.S. state?
Ooh, I know this one. Top of my head.
A. New Jersey. B. Massachusetts. C. Pennsylvania. Or D. Delaware.
That'd be D for Delaware.
That is correct. 8-for-9.
Family there. You learn.
How many copies of Queen's Greatest Hits album were sold? This is the final question. A, 25 million. B, 23 million. C, 30 million. D, 27 million.
This is going to be the one I get wrong.
You've already got one wrong.
I know, but a second one.
It's okay. We'll take wrong answers.
I know. I'm just gonna guess and say just D.
D is your final answer?
D is my final answer. Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Which one was it? Was it all the way up to 30?
It was A, 25 million.
Oh, wow. I was off by 2 million. Gosh.
All right, Mary Jane, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you... Okay, you got to go 9-for-10 or 10-for-10 to beat Max in trivia. I think you can do it.
You have to be dead on.
No sweat, you know. Just be confident, have fun, and, you know... It's the right answers. All right. What year was the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears released? A, 1984, B, 1985, C, 1983, and D, 1982.
Oh, I know this. A, 85?
That is correct!
I like that song.
1-for-1 right now. Okay, true or false? Alexander Hamilton was born in the United States.
False.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct! What year was Indianapolis founded? A, 1821, B, 1823, C, 1822, or D, 1825?
1825.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That is incorrect. The answer was 1821.
My bad.
It's okay.
It's okay. We take wrong answers here.
Doesn't mean you get a point, though.
So she's 2-for-3. All right. What album is Tyler, the Creator's best-selling album? There's only two answers for this.
I know that.
Two possible answers. A, Flower Boy, or B, Igor?
Igor.
Igor, yeah.
Flower Boy. Flower Boy.
His final answer?
Yes.
That is correct! Mm-hmm. 3 for 4. True or false? Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy album sold 2 million copies. True or false?
2 million? Oh my gosh. False?
Final answer?
Yes.
You positive?
Yeah.
That is correct! 4 for 5. This is crazy. Max, how you feeling right now, man?
I've known actually a lot of these, so I would have gotten them anyway. That's what I've been thinking.
Do you or like so Tyler you the say. Creator?
No, I don't, so I would have gotten those ones wrong.
That's what I thought.
But I would have gotten some of them right. Not those ones.
Not those ones. All right. Number 6. How many years did World War II last? A, 5. B, 6. C, 4. D, 7.
World War II?
Yes. How many years did it last?
Can you repeat the answers?
A, 5. B, 6. C, 4. D, 7.
Oh, I'm going to look really stupid right now. 7?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I just heard someone laugh. Did someone laugh at me?
No.
No.
Oh.
Are you positive?
Bad. Yes. I'm going to look really stupid.
Sad to say, that is incorrect.
6?
It was 6 years.
Yeah. What, 38 to 44?
39 to 45.
Okay. I was close.
Question 7. What two countries fought in the Hundred Years' War? A, Britain and France, B, China and Britain, C, Japan and France, or D, Japan and Britain?
Japan and France?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Why did you just facepalm?
Because I like history.
Are you sure that
you're... Should I change my answer then?
Maybe.
I would suggest changing your
answer. I would suggest... I mean,
this is unfair!
Well, don't react like that, because then I'm going to know it's wrong.
Yeah, Rob, you kind of gave it
away. Max, are you sweating a little bit over there?
No.
No, you know what? Say sorry, Rob.
I'm sorry.
So, are you sure that's your final answer, Mary Jane? Are you going to change your answer?
Yes.
Japan and France is your final answer?
No.
I think she meant she was changing her answer.
Are you
sure
changing? Okay. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, what are the answers again?
The answers are A, Britain and France.
Britain and France.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct!
I was going to say that in the beginning.
5 for 7 right now. So, Mary Jane's doing really well. Max, how are you feeling right now?
I'm just feeling fine. We got 2 more games after this if I manage to lose.
We are on track to a tie.
I know, but there's a tiebreaker question.
Ooh.
Ooh.
First person answer?
I'm at 8. Ugh. What year did Michael Jackson get burned in a Pepsi commercial?
Oh, I know this.
A, 1985, B, 1986, C, 1984, or D,
What are the answers again?
1985, 1986, 1984, or 1987?
1986.
Are you positive? That is your final answer.
Yes.
Okay. That is incorrect.
You have lost trivia.
Well, might as well just keep the questions going just for...
I lost.
It's okay. We got, it's fine. Just answer these last two and you'll be fine.
It's okay. It's just this section.
It's just this section. We have 2 other sections left.
Oh.
So the correct answer was 1984, ladies and gentlemen. Number 9. What year was the band Tears for Fears established? A, 1978, B, 1979, C, 1980, D, 1981.
80.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. That is incorrect. Lost 2 in a row. Mary Jane, how are you feeling right now? You just lost 2 in a row. Just got 2 questions wrong in a row.
I feel like a loser.
I'm looking at
it's okay.
Pair
we have
gooses.
Two other segments. If you beat, you know, you can beat Max in the other two. It's okay. All right, last question. Number 10. What state is Tyler the Creator from? A, Arizona, B, Florida, C, California, or D, Georgia?
California. I know that.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct!
That's a very easy question.
Yeah, you know. So, that wraps up trivia. Maxwell Gilley is your defending winner of trivia. Max, how are you feeling right now, man?
I'm feeling good.
Everyone give Max a round of applause for defending his win in trivia. Well, up next is the Price is Right.
What? No, it's
no,
how much is it really worth?
How much is it really? My
you're
fault.
You're trying to get us sued, man.
you're trying to make the studio lose money.
That's what. All right. You know, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. What is it really? Is it really
how
worth?
How much is it really
how
worth?
How much is it really worth with Big Slammer? Big Slammer, take it away.
All right. So before we start, I have an instructional tape for those who are really familiar with the instructions for how much is it really worth. Especially for you, Mary Jane. I mean, this is your first time ever hearing the words, how much is it really worth? So I think it's best you listen to this. Check this one out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games' How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little different to understand, unlike the other two, so this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting up to speed. Step 1. I show you an image of something that may look cheap, and maybe expensive, or an image of the complete opposite. Looks expensive, it's cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. You as the contestant are to give me an answer. There are only allowed 2 tries. The actual prize may be extremely random or unexpected from what you see, and that's why you're only allowed 2. Not only this, I will give you hints when I ask for your second answer, such as naming a price that's higher or a price that's lower, depending all on how close you are to the correct answer. Step 3. Whoever of the 2 contestants gives an answer close to the actual price of what's on screen, that person becomes the winner of this section. Thank you for watching this instructional tape. You may continue.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. What do you think? Did you understand?
Do you understand?
I'm not playing it again.
Yes. Yes, we understand.
All right.
Can you go over it one more time for me?
I'm not doing it. All right. So Landon's going to show you the picture of the thing I'm about to mention. So first off, Saffiano leather soccer ball.
We wait to see what it looks like. Okay, so important question. Is this literally just a bag to hold it, or is that the actual soccer ball there?
I think that's the soccer ball and the thing to hold it.
Oh, you know what that means. That means we're going to add an extra $50, obviously. So I guess I will go first since I play soccer. It looks like it's in a good ball. I'm going to start with 170.
All right, 170. Now, what would be your second answer in this situation?
It depends on the brand, because sometimes they make it way too expensive if
Prada.
It's the brand. Prada. Okay, that seems like it's an expensiver one, so I'm going to guess now we're going to actually go up from 170, just because, listen, I know soccer balls can be stupid expensive, so I'm going to say now 200, final answer. Has to be my final answer anyway, but I just felt like saying it anyway.
All right, so 170, and what was the other?
200.
All right. Now, Mary Jane, what would be your guess here for your first and second first answer?
Do they have to be different from his?
Yes.
Not necessarily. If you want,
you can go like one over.
At least one over should do.
Okay. If it's Prada, like my first guess is 300.
All right, 300. First answer. Write that down. Now, what would you? Can you name me a prize that's higher?
$500 Yeah.
How much is it worth? Yeah.
All right. So we got 170 and 200 for Max.
Yeah.
And we got
300 and 500.
300 and 500 for Mary Jane. Would you be very kind to pass me the phone? All right. So by $500 off, Mary Jane is the winner of the first question.
I had a feeling it was in the thousands.
It's a $1,000 soccer ball?
I was really hoping it wasn't going to be a $1,000 soccer ball.
Well, it's
a
product.
What, did you want it?
Well, I have no idea what product it was.
$1,000?
Well, yeah, that's just because of the name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang, that is
crazy. I wouldn't pay more than $20 for a soccer ball.
That's a good answer there. I like that answer.
All right. Now, next up. Panasonic LaserDisc LX150 LaserDisc MASH player.
That's a lot of words.
I know, but I as the host have to mention the whole thing.
So it looks old.
Yeah.
So
it's LaserDisc.
So the important question, are we going to what it's worth now or what it would have been worth back then?
We're going for what's worth on eBay. How about that?
So okay. Now,
I'm going to start off with, we're going to lowball and start at $250 because it is a piece of electronics. I all know right, it's old.
$250, that's a good answer. What would you say for your second answer?
We're going to go under for our second one, and we are going to say that it is $90.
$90?
Yep, $90, $250.
All right, so $250 and $90 are Maxwell Gilley's answers. Mary Jane, what's your guess here?
First guess. my bad.
You're good.
First guess. $150 Did he say that?
No,
he said $250.
He said $250. You're good.
$150
All right, what would your second guess be?
$50
All right. Hand me over the phone, and we will give you the answers.
So, Sam, how much is it really worth?
That's a big all right, question.
So, by about $30.99, Maxwell Gilley becomes the winner of this second question.
So, how much is it really worth?
We have a it's tied right now.
$289.99
It's tied right now, man.
All right. All right. Next up, Pratt bassist Godzilla CTWTF 2424 string bass 8x3 Transtark Emerald Green plus axe handler arc stand.
Oh, I have no idea how much guitars are worth.
Guitar! Yeah, big slammer. Oh, shoot, I turned the phone off.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be... Oh, gosh. It sounds expensive just based on the name.
All right.
Because they're like, we're going to have a mile-long name.
I got this. I got this one.
What?
I know.
I don't know guitar prices, though.
That's I know price. Instrument prices fairly well.
I'm obviously not a musician. I would get garbage at it.
Look at that guitar, guys.
That is a large guitar, I guess. We are going to start the bidding. It looks... I'm just going to say it. It looks garbage. I would never buy it. So in that case, we're going to start the bidding at $300.
All right, $300.
I feel like that's a guitar price.
All right.
I could be very wrong, and it could be like $10,000.
But that's not
that's not my second pick, by the way. My second pick is going to be $180.
All right. Second bid, $180. Okay.
Yep.
So we already have your first and second answer.
Yep.
Mary Jane, what's your guess?
First guess, $500.
All right. Can you give me for your second guess? Can you give me a higher answer?
Oh, great! Now I lost.
Woohoo! Joking. I have to remain impartial.
I said 500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said 500.
800.
800. All right. Hand over the phone.
I swear if this is like a $10,000 guitar, this is going to be like
$3 billion.
All right, so can you repeat Max's answers?
300, 180.
Yeah.
300, 180. Mary Jane?
500, and then I said 800, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry to say that neither of you were very close to the correct answer. So we don't really have a winner for this third
question.
So
no one wins.
What was the prize?
Yeah, what was the prize?
All right, hear me out, and you're gonna, you might want to strangle me. You might have to come into Studio A and strangle me. $9,900.
I had a feeling it was around $10,000.
I told you it was gonna be a $10,000 guitar. Who would pay that?
Slammer,
musicians. Musicians would pay.
I know
pay
musicians
that.
Would pay it. I'm telling you, it's not worth it.
All right. Better next than. Up, 50th anniversary gold plated slinky toy in wood box.
Oh, God. This is going to be like stupid expensive, though, just because it's an anniversary toy.
Dude, I just want to say, when I heard this price, I freaked out.
Oh, in that case, we're going to start the bidding. I swear, if this is over 5 digits. We're going to start just because it's so expensive at, like, 1,000.
All right. 1,000. Now, for your second guess, could you name me a lower guess?
Ooh, good idea. Good idea. We're... lower. Then we're just going to go halfway there at 500.
All right. 500. Good. Reasonable. Right, Jane, what would you say?
First guess, 400.
All right. 400. Could you name me something lower than 400?
200.
200. All right. Very well. Very well. Now, my sources say that by $75 off, Mary Jane
Yay!
Is the winner of this question.
Yeah! Max, how are you feeling right now,
Listen,
man?
I didn't say it was going to be...
I just want to know how expensive it is.
All right, $275.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, I did say it was a ridiculous price. I did freak out when I heard that. I'm like, $275 for a slinky? Are you out of your bunkers?
A gold slinky.
I just know eBay like makes everything way too expensive.
You should see like model trains on eBay. They're insane.
All right.
Model toys are so expensive. It's stupid.
All right. Up next, Laurel Piana Maidstone The Blend. Sure.
What?
This is gonna be one of those like
what is that?
Off-white shirts.
This no, it's not off-white.
It's just like a shirt like that. Okay, so what was the brand again? Just tell me the brand name.
Laurel Piana.
Okay, that means it's gonna be automatically over $100. Even though this looks like I could get it at, like, Goodwill for $20. I mean, it literally looks like just a blue dress shirt.
No,
but
that,
okay.
That literally just looks like
something. We are going to start because fashion is incredibly stupid. And it seems like it's one of those. We're going to start at $200.
All right, $200. For your second guess, could you name me something higher?
Oh, good Lord. $350.
$350. All right,
$350,000.
No.
$200,350.
Just $350, not $350,000, Rob. Trying
All
to
right.
make me lose.
Mary Jane, what would you guess be?
First guess, like, 25,
not 250, not 2500.
Yeah, 25.
All right, 25. Could you name me something higher for your second answer?
50. I really don't think it's that expensive.
All right. Well, you, hand over the phone.
Seems like it's one of those.
He said, hand over the phone.
Very brands, impressed. Though. Mary Jane and Max, I'm very sorry to say that neither of you are correct on this one.
I swear.
On the final question.
This is above $1,000.
So Mary Jane's the winner?
Neither.
No,
of them
but she won right. 2 times. I won 1.
Yeah, they only.
Wait, how much was it again?
How much is the shirt?
Yeah.
$13,000. $1,150.
Yeah, so Max gets this.
What?
Max
no,
wins
he
this.
Just, he just no, not get this because
so, no.
he's not close.
Who won the game? That's
no, it doesn't
know.
Matter if it's close.
Mary Jane won the game.
It's just not The Price is Right.
Oh, okay.
So Mary Jane
You didn't
won.
Listen to the video, bro. All right.
Mary Jane's the winner. She all right,
Mary
one.
Jane is the winner.
Yay!
I know. Bro, you're the host.
Wow, those levels were at a red, man. Wow. So, Max, it is you guys are tied right now. How do you feel? How do you feel right now?
I once again am just frustrated that people would pay this much for garbage crap like that.
Mary Jane, how do you feel right now? You're tied with Max.
No, not tied. No, she won.
No, it's 1-1.
It's 1-1 in the game.
1-1, okay.
1-1.
How do you feel, Mary Jane?
I feel crazy.
Go crazy!
Man,
it's
a, we're feeling,
it's
we're,
okay. Here again,
we're going
we do feel a little silly sometimes.
We're feeling quite cuckoo today.
We're going in the final round of game. Big Rob, tell us your segment.
Okay, so I got Match the Host, all right? So I'm going to ask you if you want card A or card B. You're going to pick one, and then I'm going to read a fill-in-the-blank. You're going to... You're going to say what you think is in that blank, and however many hosts you match it to is how many points you get. First match, all three hosts wins. If a host is matched in a round before, they do not play.
Huh. All right.
So, round one. I found a mysterious letter from my long-lost blank, Kyle.
What? Repeat, please.
I found a mysterious letter from my long-lost blank, Kyle.
Are we supposed to answer first? Are we supposed to answer?
No. You two think of your answers, and then who's? Oh wait, I didn't even ask A or B. I'm being stupid.
I'm going A. I'm choose A, and my answer is... Is it going to be the same question, though? That's
okay,
the
so Max is going... What?
Yes, we're going card A. So we wait to see if it... Can we just keep it on that one, then? And just all right, let
Max,
us guess?
Max going first. We're going with A.
All
right. You found a mysterious letter from your long-lost...
I'm just going to say brother.
All right. What would you say, Landon?
8:30.
What were you thinking about?
Lover.
Oh. So that is 0-1. Oh, that's 0-3 right now. Sam, what were you thinking?
I was thinking father.
Well, you're 0-3 again, and you're definitely 0-3 because I said uncle.
I should have. I was thinking like it's gonna be father, but then I was like, no, he wouldn't say father.
No, I said uncle.
I was talking about one of you guys of the three. Like, no, he wouldn't have chosen that one. I was horribly wrong.
Mary Jane, this one's yours.
Sucks.
Since Max picked A, well, since I picked A for Max, this one is for you. You get card B from the first question slot. I was walking into the Walmart when suddenly my blank called me.
My dog.
Your dog?
My dog. I don't think you're going to match anyone with that. Landon, what were you thinking?
My mom.
My sister.
Mom.
Dogs can be moms too, you know?
My dog.
Well, that's also 0-3.
We're off to all right. A great start.
My dog.
So, which one of you two wants to go first for round two?
I'll go first. Here we go. I'm bound to be better.
A or B?
We're going to go A again.
All right. Today on the news is blank man.
Florida man. Florida man.
All right. What do you say?
Me? I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Oh, goodness me. Superman, I don't know.
You said Superman, okay. What were you thinking?
Cow.
Cow? I said Wyoming man.
This is unfair.
Okay, trust me, Wyoming man is worse.
Than Florida man.
Wyoming man.
All right.
Joe's cow man, how dare you.
So, Mary Jane, this one's yours. You forgot blank at the grocery store today.
You forgot sausage.
Okay.
I wanted to guess my child.
Sausage.
Okay.
Sausage.
Sausage. All right, Landon, what were you thinking?
I'm so sorry. Wow.
Okay. Landon, what were you thinking?
The milk. I don't know.
Again? You're thinking back to last episode. Yeah. I see you're thinking back to last episode. All right. Funny. What were you thinking, Sam?
The cheese? I don't know.
I said bread. Okay, we're still 0-3 on both contestants.
Don't worry, I'll get it this time. And I didn't
prepare that many questions, so this is going to be the last round. Whoever has the most at the end of this. All right, who's going first on this round?
I will go first.
Oh, snap.
As you're defending champion.
A or B?
I chose B.
All right, moms everywhere hate blank.
Sausage.
No, I was gonna say. God, I don't even know. Fairchild.
That's awesome.
All right, Landon, what were you thinking?
Dude, I don't even know. I'm laughing too hard. I was thinking, and now I'm like, what just happened? Moms everywhere around the world. What was I thinking?
Moms everywhere hate.
Moms everywhere around the world hate?
Just everywhere. I just said everywhere.
Shoot. I'm going to say the grocery store. How the, you know, grocery store.
So, there. Landon. I'm not Landon. Sam. What were you thinking?
Blockbuster.
Once again, wrong. I was saying... Oven pulley says sausage.
I
said swearing. That was the logical answer here. Swearing.
Your children wasn't the logical answer?
Oh, we got a caller. Don't answer it, though. Sorry.
That's probably Trey again. It's your turn. Let's see if you can win.
This question. All right. For Mary Jane.
To win it all.
My little brother won't shut up about blank.
I swear she says I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Egg yolk.
What?
That was a
okay.
Did I choose next?
Someone has to win this thing.
Alright, I think
Just give it to Max.
I choose all right. Fortnite.
So, Max wins again.
Max wins again.
Oh, you chose Fortnite? I chose Fortnite.
I win!
Yeah, Max is the winner of game 2-1 against Mary Jane, ladies and gentlemen. Max, how do you feel? You are defending winner.
This just means I'm going to go 0-10 next week and, like, end up embarrassing myself when we get back from fall break.
Can someone beat Max? Can someone beat Max?
Right? I can.
Can somebody
no, you, you've
Max,
already lost. You have to weigh it.
Okay.
Maxwell Redemption.
Will Max redeem himself again and go 3 in a row?
That means no.
He said that means no.
All right. So, you know, I think we have found ourselves a god.
That was a fantastic. Mary Jane, how do you feel after your first episode of the game?
I feel crazy.
It's
bro,
okay.
I feel wacky.
We do feel a little silly sometimes.
Bro. We was wacky today.
Yep.
But anyway, this has been game. Let's get a final goodbye from the contestants.
Everyone give them a round of applause.
Bye.
Bye, America.
Bye, America.
America's favorite game show. Goodbye.
Sausage. Sausage.
Bye, sausage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
See you in Indianapolis.
Goodbye,
take care.
And me.
Goodbye, Indianapolis.